I was about to say good morning, but it's now good afternoon. This presentation is a continuation, really, of Dr. Pratap's delivery this morning. And Dr. Pratap was talking about healing through soul consciousness, and the story I'd like to tell you about the Global Hospital is the practical application of soul consciousness by a group of people deliberately and consciously. I feel that this is really quite a magical story, a heartwarming story, and also a hopeful story. And let me introduce myself, I guess. My name is Brother Stephen, and I'm the manager of organisational development at Global Hospital, and I've had the great privilege to be there for the last 16 months. And I'm really presenting to you all of the hard work of a large number of people over the last 16 years. And it's really been a wonderful journey for me as well, as I've left my home and my comforts in Australia to come to work and live in a completely different culture and living here in India. And for me, the story has been, as I was saying, this has been a wonderful journey for me, living and working in the Madhuban environment and having exposure to this spiritual atmosphere, but also having the opportunity to use all of my talents that I have available to me in a worthwhile way. And I guess it's the first time in my professional career where I've got to use all of the talents that I've developed in the one place and at the one time. And I said before, it's a magical story, it's a heartwarming story, it's a hopeful story, but it's also a karma yogi story, a story about people working together with a common aim, a sense of unity of purpose about what they want to achieve. And so what Dr. Pratap has asked me is to present to you the Global Hospital story. I've presented this now some 15 times over the last 16 months, and every time I've presented it, I've found that the people in the audience have definitely found out something new about Global Hospital, and we've discovered that our story isn't very well known, and that's why we wanted to present it to you today. So it's quite an amazing growth in the last 16 years. And it's gone from just having one hospital, the Global Hospital, to now including seven subsidiaries here in Mount Abu, down in Shantivan, in Bombay, and in Gujarat. And what we manage to achieve each year, we see over 100,000 outpatients, over 3,500 inpatients per year, and we do some 3,800 cataract surgeries per year. But the demand for cataract surgeries is so immense that our plan is by the end of 2009 we'll be doing 7,500 cataract surgeries per year. And all of this has been done with very, very little government support. We are an NGO and they do give us a little bit of support, but it is very a small percentage to cover our overall costs. We are the only specialty hospital in this district, and this district is called the Sirohi district, and we cover a population of about 850,000. In fact, I think that there's only two full research facilities in Rajasthan itself, which has a health research facilities, and we're one of them, which has a total population of 56 million. So we're very much committed to building a first-class research facility and a hospital that is unique and different. So what makes us different as well? Baba has given the Global Hospital many blessings right from the very beginning. But this next slide, which is a quote from Baba's Merli of March 1995, it gives you an idea about what Baba sees in the hospital. And really what he sees is about us serving with our heart, and that many hospitals throughout the world are serving the body, but what makes us unique? And we've been very much asking ourselves this question just recently in the last couple of weeks, and asking ourselves, what is it that makes us unique? What makes us stand out amongst the rest of the hospitals in the world? And that's what we're trying to answer at the moment, so we can really focus on that. And Dr. Pattab alluded to that in his presentation, and when he was talking about our coronary artery disease project, and he said, what makes us different is that we empower others. So what we feel is really our vision is that our care empowers others. So Baba feels that that really what we are is that double service of caring for the mind, caring for the soul, caring for the body. So what is the Global Hospital and what does it consist of? So in 1991 we started with the Global Hospital and Research Centre. In 1994 we opened up a rural healthcare centre just outside of Shantivan, and that had played a significant role in the expansion of our ophthalmology services, our eye services in this particular region. And the reputation of the hospital has very much grown on the work that we've managed to do around prevention of blindness in this district. In 1996, we opened up a diagnostic centre in Gujarat, in Vadodara, and we opened up the Global Hospital Institute of Ophthalmology in Abu Road in 2002. And in 2002, also, the hospital opened in Bombay. And because of our growth of our eye services, particularly in that district below, we felt that there was a need to open up an even bigger facility. So in September 2007, we commissioned a new eye care centre with 55 beds and a new trauma centre with 21 beds. And so you can see a lot has happened through a big heart of the Brahman family. Our future projects includes a nursing college. We currently have a 3-year nursing training course, but our plans are to convert that to a bachelor degree, and we'll have a separate nursing college and a nursing home. All of that will be built down at Abu Road itself in Taleti. So what is our vision? We're dedicated to promote positive health by incorporating spirituality into medical practice and creating a spiritual model of care. A spiritual model of care that will be replicable, that can be used in other hospitals in India, can be used throughout the world, so that we can live up to our name of being a global hospital. So I won't go through all of the objectives, but just very simply, what we're about is providing care, free hospital care, to those that are needy. There's a huge percentage of our population, particularly in this district, that live below the poverty line. So primarily what we're wanting to do is to treat those patients. But also, as you can understand, we have between October and March of each year, we have a huge influx of visitors into Mount Abu, namely yourselves. So when the hospital opened, it was felt that we needed to have a facility that could cope with the types of illnesses that come up when people come to Mount Abu. So about the hospital and the types of services, we have 240 permanent staff, and 50 of those are surrendered, and a large proportion of the staff, I'd say about 70%, are BKs, and we do have staff that are non-BKs at the hospital. We have 102 beds at our global hospital in Mount Abu, and we have a wide range of specialties, general surgery, plastic surgery, medicine, paediatrics, neuropsychiatry, obstetrics and gynaecology, orthopaedics, ear, nose and throat, ophthalmology and dentistry. We have a range of visiting specialists. We've just had a very large camp of cardiologists that have come to our hospital yesterday and today. We have a visiting orthopaedic endocrinologist, gynaecologists, just a whole range of different people as the need. We can't keep these type of specialists here all year round because we don't have that huge demand. There's just a population of about 25,000 in Mount Abu itself. But we do have the complementary therapies, and you'll find very few hospitals in India that have both the allopathic and the complementary natural therapies under the one roof. So we've got magnetic homeopathy, Ayurvedic, yoga therapy, positive thinking and meditation, and our wellness centre. We have a full range of investigation services around pathology and radiology, and we have speech pathology, physiotherapy and dietetics. We recently had the comment of our chief health and medical officer for this district. We had a function during the week, and he said, this is a five-star facility in Rajasthan, and he feels that it's the only type of facility of its type in the whole of the state. We have what we call super specialty or tertiary facilities that we do in the hospital, such as joint replacement, reconstructive plastic surgery for people that have had burns, previous type of injuries, microsurgery of the ear, head and neck surgery. We have a cardiac rehabilitation program, laparoscopic surgery, ophthalmology, drug de-addiction. So we do have a lot of services that you'll find in the big cities, but there's other areas that we have to get visiting specialists in. We provide a range of what we call packages, where people can come and avail of our services. A lot of you will have done the health checkup that's available at the hospital, where you can get a full range of diagnostic done in one day, have a physician checkup, of which would cost you a lot more money back in your home countries. We do a wide range of different projects. We're not just a hospital, a bricks and mortars. We really are a hospital without walls. As I said to you, we serve a population of about 850,000. These people are really quite poor. Many of them do not even have the money to pay for the bus fare to come to the hospital. So we take the services to them. Many of you will be familiar with the services provided by Dr. Vinay Lakshmi through our village outreach program. We have about 20 villages, particularly focusing on mother and child care, tuberculosis, malnutrition and skin diseases. And we see about 25,000 patients per year through that service. And we also have a mobile clinic, which is specifically at our villages downstairs, which is at the bottom of the mountain, and we visit about 15 villages. We have two vans. They're fully equipped with a doctor, a pharmacist come nurse, plus a driver, and they travel many miles 6 days a week to visit patients. From those services, we have about 500 inpatients referred who come that need hospitalisation here in Mount Abu. We also have a rural child health care program where we currently have 9 schools who are receiving educational aids, nutritional support, and a whole range of other support from us, including actually building buildings. So this is just a quick slide to give you an idea of our activity and the number of admissions that we have, which over the last 3 years have been growing. As I mentioned, we opened up a trauma centre September of last year, mainly because the patients were having to be driven to Palampur, which is about 2 hours' drive away, and many of them weren't making the distance. So in a very short period of time, since starting the service in September, we've really demonstrated that the service was well and truly needed. We've seen an enormous amount of patients in that short period of time. And you'll just see the statistics there, the amount of patients that we're seeing that were actually treated for free. So 26% of our outpatients in October, 19% in November and 18% in December. This is just a map of Rajasthan, just to show you that, there's no cursor. We're in Sirohi, which is just down the bottom. Our services cover about 4 different districts of Rajasthan: Sirohi, Udaipur, Pali, Jalore, and 1 district of Gujarat, Banaskantha. But we do have patients now coming from all over India for our services. So just a little bit about Rajasthan to give you an idea of the types of population that we're serving. The 2001 population statistics said is about 850,000 people in our area. Literacy rate is 54%. Percentage of women with 10th and above education is 7.1%. So it's really low. It's something that we'd particularly like to address through our educational program. The percentage of girls marrying below 18 years is 37.1%. And the infant mortality ratio is 80 in 1,000 births. And just to give you a comparison, in the country that I come from, Australia, the ratio is 4.1 per 1,000 births. So it's quite a high mortality ratio. So we have a lot of the things that we've achieved is through support from international organisations. Our local action is through global support. We have a cleft lip and palate surgery program. We've actually seen over 7,000 surgeries since June 2006. Our paediatric ophthalmology program is funded by a New York NGO called Orbis International, and since we started in October 2006, we've screened over 52,000 school children. But more importantly, what we're doing is that we're training the teachers so that they can do the preliminary screening for us, and then we just go back and treat and see the children that they've identified that have refraction problems. That's going to enable us to cover a much wider area. We've trained over 500 teachers so far. We've got another 1,500 teachers to train in 5 districts. So our aim is to have screened over 100,000 school children by the end of 2009. So we'll easily achieve that. And they're an amazing organisation and have been extremely supportive of everything that we've done. We get some support from the government with respect to our cataract surgeries. We've received support from the Ajain Trust for our mobile clinics. We've received support from our community development from a Canadian NGO. We've received support for our establishment of 3 outpost clinics, one of which we opened this week on Thursday, from a Dutch NGO called the Wild Geese Foundation. So I won't go through the rest of them, but it's just to give you an idea of how much we're being supported by NGOs and organisations. And how do we find out about them? How do they find out about us? Really through word of mouth. So some people may come for the peace of mind, see our work, and recommend us to other people. They contact us and through our reputation as well. So we feel by telling you more about what we're doing, and we can make this CD available to you, and if you'd like to tell more people about our services, then we'd really appreciate that. This is meant to be a video that's meant to play, but it's not. This is a woman with chronic arthritis that was treated, that had bilateral knee replacements. About 2 minutes? Okay. So, and after surgery, she was walking without support of her frame. This little boy had congenital cataracts. He was 11 years of age, bilateral cataracts. And so one of the most important things for us is that it was until he was 11 years of age that it was noted. So it's really affected his developmental growth. And then this next slide just shows him after he had the cataract surgery. And I was there at this particular moment where they took the photo where he saw his father for the first time. It was just a magical moment. This beautiful little girl is one of the children that has benefited from our cleft palate surgery, and this next slide just shows you the outcome. This next little boy is similar, just a gorgeous face, and the outcome of the surgery is as follows. Touching, very touching. So, if any of you would like to know about our research and what we're doing, I'll just glance over this. You can come and see me because time has now run out. But this is the areas where we're seeking new partners, particularly in women and child health, in rural development, and covering our day-to-day operating costs. So we do a whole range of different things. We do music therapy. Anybody who comes who's got a music talent and would like to come and play for our patients, then please contact me, because it really warms their heart and they enjoy it a lot. And also we have art therapy. Many of you may know Brother Giorgio. He really transformed our hospital down at the trauma centre with these beautiful photos. I'll just leave you with Bubba's quote, so that you get an idea of, this is from December of last year, of how Bubba sees us. From the time the Global Hospital was built, the atmosphere in Abu has changed, and everyone is interested that you BKs are not just doing spiritual service, but you are also doing social service and also looking after health. So this impression has continued to change and service has continued to increase. Thank you very much.